Okay, Larry, it's time for the theme song.
Yeah, Bob. What do I do?
Let's see. I know! You play the guitar.
Bob, I don't have any hands.
Oh, you're right. Well, okay, well, you play this.
I don't want to play that. I'll look silly.
Oh, come on. It'll be fun.
Nope. Not gonna do it.
It's for the kids.
Oh, okay. But they better not laugh.
All right. Better get on out there.
If you like to talk to tomatoes, if a squash can make you smile, if you like to waltz with potatoes, up and down the produce aisle. Have we got a show for you?
Magic Tales, 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 Magic Tales.
Broccoli, celery, gotta be
vegetables.
Lima beans, collard greens, peachy keen.
Vegetables.
Cauliflower, sweet and sour, half an hour.
Vegetables. There's never, ever, ever, ever a finish show like vegetables. There's never, ever, ever, ever a finish show like vegetables. It's time for vegetables.
Hi, kids. I'm Bob the Tomato, and welcome to VeggieTales. Larry said he'd be right back. Said he had some kind of a surprise or something.
Whoa!
Whoa! Larry? What are you?
Whoa!
Oh, look out for the sink! Where did you get...
Do you like it? I saved up 500 box tops from Frosted Flaky Flipper cereal, and it's finally here! My new ukulele!
That's a unicycle, Larry. But aren't those things really hard to ride?
Well, I guess at first, but I got the hang of it. No big deal. I think I'm gifted.
You can't even reach the pedals. How are you doing that?
I'm telling you, Bob, I got a gift. And you know what I'm going to do with it?
Your gift?
Yeah. Rich and famous, Bob. Give me a month, and my ukulele and I will be on the cover of Veggie Beat magazine.
It's a unicycle. And are you sure that's what your gift is for?
Well, what else would it be for?
You know, that reminds me of a letter we just got from Dylan Clark of Altoona, Wisconsin.
Can Dylan ride a unicycle?
Well, no. But Dylan can build things better than anyone else he knows. His mom says he has a gift. Dylan wants to know what exactly a gift is, and what is he supposed to do with it?
Rich and famous, Dylan!
Wait a minute, Larry. We have a story today that can help both of you. It's about a boy who received an extraordinary gift and had to figure out what it was for. It's full of elves and dwarves and flobbits.
Ooh! What's a flobbit?
You'll find out in a minute. Dylan, get ready for the Lord of the Beans!
Toto Baggy Pants, I am never late. I arrive precisely when I intend to.
Ha 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 ha
Oh, my.
Got the fireworks?
Oh, yeah. Yes, they seem to enjoy it. So when's your uncle gonna make his speech?
Here he is now.
Dear Flobbits, today is my 1252th birthday. 122 years is too short a time to live among such fine folk. I'm twice as tall as half of you and half as short as twice of you. But I'm growing tired, you see. I'm feeling stretched, like chocolate pudding scraped across too much ham. My life has been a series of adventures, a string of journeys, quests, and curious trips. I've done all right, you see, gathering riches just for me. All to bring the cup of joy up to my lips. I grabbed a little more of this and a little more of that. I wanted to be happy, but instead it left me flat. Share with me the secret if you can. The key to be a truly happy man. I didn't mean to interrupt your feasting or bore you with my silly little speech. So dig right in, my friends, before the celebration ends and the plate of pleasure passes out of reach. And have a little more of this and a little more of that. Hope it makes you happy, but it only makes you fat. Now it's time to bid you all adieu. But not before a present, just for you. My birthday cake! Rascal. They never saw that one coming.
You think you're awfully clever, don't you?
Randolph, my old friend. Why, you haven't changed a bit.
No, but you have. You must be twice as tall as when last we met.
Well, you know, clean living.
And your clothes, very fine for a flobbit.
Oh, rags, really?
And this house. I don't remember that then.
What? Randolph?
Or that. Or that.
Well, business has been good.
And what's this? An espresso maker?
Oh, you really must try it. I tell you, it makes tea taste like bathwater. I wasn't sure I'd like it at first. It has quite a... Ooh, kick.
Billboy Baggy Pants, there are many powerful beans in the world. None of them should be used lightly.
Oh, being friends with you can be such a bother. All right, here it is. I found it on my adventures. It's given me everything I've asked for. Everything I could think of, anyway. But something's missing. I can't put words to it, but I intend to find it, whatever it is. That's why I'm leaving. I'm leaving tonight, and I don't believe I'll be coming back.
And your home?
To Toto, my nephew. I'm giving everything to him.
What about the bean?
Yes, the bean, too. What I'm looking for, I don't think it can give me. You'll see to it that he gets it, won't you?
Yes, of course.
Well, I must be off. Farewell, Randolph.
Hmm? Oh, yes. Farewell, Bill Boy. Until we meet again.
Uncle Bill Boy, I saved you some cake. I got one with a big flower. Randolph?
Your uncle isn't here, Toto. He had to leave. He said he was looking for something.
He talked about leaving. I guess I knew someday he really would.
He's given you everything. His home, all his things, this bean.
Why would I want a bean?
This bean is not an ordinary bean. This bean is not an ordinary bean.
It's not?
No, it's not. Many, many years ago, when Center Earth was thick with snow, four beans were given. I said four beans were given. Long before the Shire was made, where flobbits flaunter in the shade, four beans were given. Powerful beans were given. Special, powerful. The first bean could grow any kind of food or drink you could imagine. The second could change your looks, your height, your hair. The third produced the finest clothing. And the fourth, small kitchen appliances.
Small kitchen appliances?
Small kitchen appliances! Toasters, blenders, fried egg deep fryers, you name it!
Whoa! Is this one of those beans?
No.
No? Oh, where'd those beans go?
Unfortunately, the poor fools who received them had no idea what they'd been given and cooked them up in a stew.
Not bad.
But there was another bean.
Another bean?
Another bean.
Another bean.
A fifth bean. A fifth bean that could give anything. From blenders to bagels, hairdos to hats, the power of all the others wrapped up in one bean.
One bean?
One bean, the most powerful bean in the world.
Is this it?
Put it in the fire, Toto.
Huh?
Put it in the fire. The one true bean carries an inscription revealed by fire alone. Now take it out and look closely.
I don't see anything. No, wait.
What does it say?
It says, if you can read this, you're too close.
Other side.
Use wisely. Use wisely?
This is that bean. This is that bean. It's an amazing gift, Toto, and it's yours. The bean is yours.
I'm not so sure I want it. Bill Boy's given me plenty of stuff. You take the bean, Randolph.
The bean is your gift, Toto. Every gift is given for a reason. We can't choose which ones we get, only what we do with them.
Well, what am I supposed to do with it? I don't know beans. What if I use it wrong and mess everything up? Randolph, you're wise. Tell me what to do with it.
Well, to be honest, I don't know. I paid better attention in fireworks class than in bean class. It was a good show, though, wasn't it? I think I know someone who can help, though. The elders of the Raspberry Forest. Their knowledge of mysterious plants and beans goes back ages.
The Raspberry Forest? That's on the other side of...
The mountains of much snowier. The journey will be difficult, but the wisdom you seek cannot be gained without work. There are other dangers. Your gift is not unknown. The Dark Lord Scary Man would give anything to have it for his own.
Scary Man?
That bean could feed and clothe his armies as they ravage Center Earth. Right now, his minions search for it.
Minions?
Yes, foul creatures that fear nothing.
What kind of vegetable are they?
Oh, they aren't vegetable at all. Unnatural creatures forged by Scary Man himself. Half spoon, half fork. Sports. They are his utensils, and they do his bidding.
Sports?
No one would blame you if you just put the bean in a box and forgot about it.
I've been given a gift, and I want to know what it's for. I need to know what I'm to do with it. But I don't think I can make the journey alone.
You won't have to. I took the liberty to invite a few friends. Fearless Ranger Iricorn!
Oops. You have my sword!
Sharpshooting Elf? Legoland!
You have my bow!
And gruff but lovable dwarf, Grumpy!
Oi, could we have parked any farther away? Oh, yeah. You have my axe. Not that it'll do any good.
Oh, that's my brother. He didn't have anything to do this weekend. He's another elf.
What does he do?
He's pretty good in the kitchen.
And the other elf. These fearless men have agreed to accompany you on your quest to brave much snowier and keep you from Scary Man's clutches as you seek the purpose of your gift. I give you the Fellowship of the Bean!
Got any waffles?
Why didn't you go before we left?
I didn't have to then. I'm good now. I can hike forever.
Much snowy.
That's a lot of snow.
Covered a lot of ground today. Let's say we bunk down here for the night.
It's not even lunchtime.
And? It'll be fun, he says. Fresh air, he says. You'll get out of the mines, he says. And for this, I'm missing taco night.
That was it. Now I can go for hours.
Not there yet. You all wait here while I look for a safe route down.
If you're clever, these things can even keep your nose warm.
How
How's your nose feel now?
Still warm.
I'm starving. Where are all the raspberries?
Not that kind of raspberry.
Not that kind of raspberry. Well, what's that supposed to mean? Hey, kid, you got any food? My stomach's growling.
Just stale old biscuits. Did you eat all yours?
I got them right here. They don't agree with me. I was thinking more like a nice chicken burrito.
Sorry. Fresh out of burritos.
Hey, you got that bean, right?
Yeah.
It can make anything. Anything we want.
I guess.
Perfect. So make me a chicken burrito with lots of guacamole.
I don't think I should.
Why not?
I was given this gift for a reason. And I don't want to use it till I know what that reason is.
Man, if I had a gift like that, I'd be using that thing to get rich. After I made a few burritos.
Listen, we are nearing the elders who will know the secret of Toto's bean. With them, your behavior will become critically important. Try to hold it together.
What do you mean, critically important?
The elders of the Raspberry Forest are ancient. Somewhere around the fourth millennium, they lost their senses of humor. You may not laugh in their presence. You may not even smile, no matter what happens. The consequences, if you do, will be grave.
So these elders must be as old as the trees.
No, they are the trees. Hail, elders of the Raspberry Forest! May your fruit never fall in vain!
Welcome, Randolph, son of Mandolph, keeper of the flame of Remorthia Olilith.
Thank you for your welcome, Lord Falaminion Terraglyph, son of Ferabil Elithimon. That is a beautiful jewel you wear.
Yes, a gift from a friend. I have an eye for beautiful things. But tell me, Randolph, son of Mandolph, did you come here to admire my jewelry?
No, Lord Falaminion Terraglyph, son of Ferabil Elithimon. It is the matter of a bean that brings us here. A bean that I believe may be the bean.
You mean Randolph, son of Mandolph, the bean of power?
Yes, Lord Falaminion Terraglyph, son of Ferabil Elithimon. It has fallen into the possession of a young Flobbit who seeks your wisdom in knowing for what purpose it should be used.
He should take the bean through the Blue Gate to the Land of Woe, Randolph, son of Mandolph. There he will find his answer.
Knock it off. They're just saying hello. But the Land of Woe is a cursed place filled with evil. What would he do when he gets there? I believe we must be going. Thank you for your sage advice. Get out, get out, get out.
Oh, that kind of raspberry.
I said no matter what happens, don't laugh or smile. Didn't I say that?
Well, you didn't mention they were going to talk like that.
So, how long will they keep us here?
The last fellow I knew who made fun of their language was up here for 12 years.
Then they let him go?
No, he was blown off in a windstorm. Never seen again.
To have a gift is a wonderful thing. Your spirits will lift and your heart will sing. Though some might use it to live like a king, first I want to know what it's for. Will I ever know what it's for?
There's gotta be some way to get down from here.
None that I know of.
You know, maybe we could build a wing shot. You gotta be kidding me.
We could make a hot air balloon out of our hat.
The eagle! The eagle's coming! Everyone, stand on the edge of the platform next to me! Now, when I give the signal, we're all gonna jump together! Trust me, this'll work! Okay, ready? Jump!
Maybe he'll fly us wherever we want to go. Maybe he'll serve us drinks and little bags of peanuts. Get your own ride.
I thought that would work. At least we didn't wake the trees.
Randolph, son of Mandolph, you have left your detention.
Why, yes, Lord Thalamin Runyon Terraglyph, son of Therabil. Run! Run!
Ah! Run!
Akash now!
Oi! That went well.
Hey! At least we're out of that tree.
What? Where are we?
The Blue Gate. Entrance to the Land of Woe.
The Blue Gate.
Why do they call it blue, you ask? Perhaps for the sorrow that blankets the land beyond. Perhaps for the sadness of those who toiled on this cursed wall. Perhaps for the river of tears that flowed from the... Or that.
It has no handle. How are we gonna get in?
Look for a doorbell.
There's some kind of writing over the gate. I can't read it.
There are few who can. It is the tongue of woe, and if I remember my 7th grade diabolical languages class, it reads, "He who seeks to pass this gate, a riddle first must solve. The answer that will seal his fate must all his wits involve. What thing with awesome strength is blessed, yet quakes before the smallest pest? Stands so high, yet sniffs the ground without so much as stooping down. Has no home, or chair, or bunk, yet holds his bath inside a trunk. If your first guess ringeth true, passage we will grant to you. But if in error you guess, my friend, the door will bar your journey end."
It said all that?
It's a highly efficient tongue. You can fit a whole book on a napkin.
So it's a riddle, eh? Awesome strength.
Yet quakes before the smallest pest.
Tall, yet sniffs the ground.
A cow!
An ostrich with a suitcase.
Bacon! It's a long shot.
We have one chance to get this right.
A vicuna.
Three-ring binder.
A vespa.
An elephant. An elephant! It's strong, but it's afraid of the littlest pest, a mouse! And even though it's tall, it can sniff the ground with its long trunk, which also holds water when it takes a bath!
An elephant, man!
With bacon!
All right, only one way to find out. Is it an elephant?
Oh,
too small. We ain't gonna fit.
No, wait. It's a trick. It's an optimal illusion. It only looks small because it's so far away. Watch.
I could be wrong.
Maybe if you ran faster. Try it again.
How are we gonna get in?
The only one who'd fit through that door is you, Toto.
You don't need to do that, Toto. No one would blame you if you just went home and put the bean in a box.
I knew this was a lousy idea right from the start.
Oh, well. We tried, you know. It isn't like we didn't try.
No. I want to know what my gift is for.
Toto, the lands beyond this door are filled with evil. It won't be easy.
I want to know.
They say a creature lives therein, desperate for the bean.
I want to know.
Maybe you could swap it for another gift. You know, a gift exchange.
Every gift is given for a reason. We can't choose which ones we get, only what we do with them.
That's one brave flobbit.
I got dibs on his espresso maker.
Well, that's that.
So we can go home now, right?
We failed. The fellowship failed. We were supposed to help Toto, and now he's in there, on his own.
We may yet have another chance to help him.
I'm a lucky fella. I'm a lucky boy. I've got a new umbrella, and it's me pride and joy. When the rain may come and the sun may go, I'll be warm and dry from me head to toe. I'm a lucky fella. I'm a lucky boy. Hoi! I've got a new umbrella! What are you doing?
We were just trying to get in.
Oh, well, all you need to do is go down a couple of miles to the Red Gate. It's wide open.
The Red Gate? I've heard of it, but I thought it was just a myth.
Just came from there. You'll know it when you see an angry, murderous band of sporks headed through to find a small flubbit and a bee with instructions to bring him back dead or alive. Do you like me, umbrella? Gotta go. Oh, I'm a lucky fella. I'm a lucky boy. I've got the new umbrella. And it's me pride and joy.
Angry sporks.
A small flobbit.
Toto, we gotta beat him to that gate.
I think I'll go with Umbrella Boy.
Come on!
And tonight was Meatloaf Night.
And now it's time for Silly Songs with Elves, the part of the show where Iricorn comes out and sings a silly song for elves.
Baby elf, a couple questions about myself. If I was handsome, if I was nice, I was looking for her advice. She looked at me and shook her head, and this is what she said. When I go walking all by myself, I'm busy thinking about my elf. I keep her picture upon my shelf. I'm always dreaming about my elf. I won't forget the way that she says those words to me.
What are you doing?
Ouch!
Hey!
I knew it! I knew it! name to yourself. You're no elf. You're an elvish impersonator. You second me, deceitful one.
Oh, right. Like you're a real elf. Give the guard a bow and arrow and he's a real elf.
This has been Silly Songs for Elves.
Behold, Lego Lamb! Have at me! My bow shall sing with your pompadour!
Don't you point that thing at me. Help!
What a load of trouble you turned out to be. If I had half a mind, I'd just throw you in a ditch and be done with you.
Oh, that's gonna leave a mark.
What's that? Who's there?
Oh, my precious! They stole it from me!
Who are you?
It's mine, I tell you! It's mine! Give it to me!
What is?
My precious!
You mean the bean? My gift. It was given to me. I'm taking it to the Land of Woe to find out what it's for.
No! Don't do that! That's a terrible place! Give it to me! I know what it's for! It's for me! Mine! It's mine, I tell you! It's mine! Give it to me! Give it back! It's mine! You are pretty speedy! Make it by yourself. These woods are crazy. You need a guide, no?
You know, they say you should balance out your aerobic activity with a little weight training. What say we break and do some squats? Oi.
What's your name?
I am named for the sound I make with my throat.
Ahem?
Yes, what do you want?
Your name is Ahem?
My name is Ahem.
So, have you always been like this?
Oh, no. I was once a normal flobbit.
You were a flobbit?
That's right. A perfectly normal flobbit named Spiegel.
Spiegel? You were that flobbit? That flobbit who bought everything mail order?
That was me. It's amazing what you can buy through the mail. I was a collector of labor-saving devices. But everything that I bought, I had to pay for. This was a limiter to my life of ease. Then I found it.
Found what?
I was opening a new crock pot when I found it, hidden among the packing peanuts. It was small like a packing peanut, but it was no peanut. It was the bean. Instantly, my life was changed. No more working for anything. Whatever clothes you want, bang, you got it. Any kind of food, there it is. You want a fountain of grape knee-high to shoot right out of the ground? No problem. A life of ease, right in the palm of my hand.
Wow. So what happened?
To me? One day, before 10 a.m., I had created and consumed a 200-pound marshmallow peep. Unfortunately, I fell into a sugar coma. When I awoke 3 days later, the bean was gone. And now look at me! I'm falling to pieces! My clothes are gone! Even my hair is falling out!
Have you tried washing it?
What? And work? Once you taste a life of ease, my friend, there's no going back. So now, why did you want to come to the Land of Woe?
Woe.
Don't bother waiting up for me.
Whew. The Red Gate.
It's yellow.
Hmm?
Oh, they say it was named for the color of the sunset on the day they hung those doors. Don't be so literal.
Randolph, the sparks!
There's only five. We can take them.
No problem, Grumpy.
Yeah, sure.
All right, then. For Toto and the Bee!
Okay, you've seen it. Time to go.
I'm supposed to do something here.
Do what? This place is no good.
I don't know. They said it would be clear. Oh, well. A drink would do me good.
Forget about it. It's been dry for years.
Where do they get their water?
They don't have any. I'm telling you, this place is no good.
Can you help us, please?
My daughter is so hungry.
Help us.
Oh, this is bad.
This is not good.
While we still draw breath, hope is alive. We need a plan.
We'll create a distraction. Does anybody have a banjo or an inflatable turkey?
Did I mention it was meatloaf night? Not that this isn't fun.
Oh, finish them quickly. We've got a flobby to catch.
Watch out for their pointy ends.
I got you covered.
Have you ever actually fired that thing?
What? Sure! Plenty of times!
Not a good time for arguing!
Something smells good.
Who wants a cookie?
Huh? We ain't had nothing but maggoty bread for three stinking days!
I love a cookie.
Nothing tastes better than a cookie baked in a tree.
Help us. Can you help us?
Please, my daughter is hungry.
I don't think these people are evil. I think they're thirsty and hungry.
Okay, maybe. Let's talk some more when we're out of here.
No, that's why they sent me. They wanted me to help. I can help them.
What? Not with the bean you can't. It's my life of ease. It's not for them.
It's my gift, and the elders want me to use it to help.
They've got their own gifts. Let them help themselves.
Toto!
Randolph! Bart, look out!
Don't worry about them. Turns out they love cookies.
Randolph, I know why the elders sent me here. They want me to help.
Good thought, but wrong.
Scary man!
The elders sent you here because I told them to.
What?
What?
Everyone has something they're sure they can't live without. For some, it's fame or fortune. For others, a life of ease. For a certain ancient tree, it happens to be jewels. Something of which I have in abundance.
You bribed them?
Yes. They got what they want, and I get what I want.
Ha!
Use your gift to help people. How quaint! I hope you've learned your lesson, boy. Life is short. If you have a gift, use it for yourself before you've lost it and it's too late. Too late!
You're wrong, scary man.
What? Who said that?
You're wrong, scary man.
Show yourself. Where are you?
Uncle Bill Boy.
Bill Boy?
Hello, Toto.
Not so fast, scary guy.
Sporks, save me!
Cookie Man say no.
Oh, bother.
Uncle Billboy, you're... short.
Yes. Without the bean, it didn't take long.
And your clothes.
were for a much taller Flobbit.
When you gave me the bean, you lost everything.
Yes, I did. But I found so much more. Clothes and toys and fame, they all feel good for a minute. But the happiness they bring passes in a flash, like straw in a fire. When I left, I was looking for a happiness that lasts. And I found it here, of all places.
How?
By helping. By using my gifts to help others, rather than myself. I hear you figured out what your gift is for.
I thought I had. But the elders were lying. It was a trick.
They may have been lying, but they couldn't keep you from finding the truth. So what would you like to do with your gift?
I want to help people.
Noises? I hope we didn't offend anyone.
We're over here by QWERTY to talk about what we learned today.
They took the What Have We Learned song! How could they?
But Bob, you didn't even like that song.
Well, yeah, but after a while, it kind of grows on you.
Bob, we gotta finish the show.
Without the song, I don't know.
Okay, let's see if QWERTY has a verse for us. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Ephesians 2:10. So God made us and gave us our special gifts and talents so we could do good works for others. Isn't that right, Bob?
Huh? Oh, right, Larry. Lots of people just use their special gifts for themselves, to make money or to get rich or famous. Helping ourselves might make us feel good for a while, but it doesn't last. Happiness that lasts is called joy, and it comes from using our gifts the way God intended, from seeing the difference we can make to the people around us. So, Dylan, maybe you'll be building houses someday for poor folks, maybe in another country.
And I'll be writing my ukulele for science.
Well, sure. Or to entertain sick kids in a hospital.
That too.
We're out of time for today. Remember,
God made you special.
And he loves you very much. Goodbye.
Bye.
Brilliant, explain the biggest mystery. not about our toys or our diamond rings. Just remember why he gave the gift. It's to give that gift away. It's about love. It's why we give our gifts away. It's about love.
Bacon! It's a long shot.